Hello, this is Mark Snowden, and you've reached my podcast. I call this one Opening Doors with Bible Stories. Ted Middleton is a Missouri pastor. He's trained in using Bible stories to witness, too. He grinned ear to ear telling me about witnessing to a lady in the checkout line at Walmart. They got into a discussion about whether it takes a long time to convert to Christ or a short-time conversion. Ted said that he simply told her the Bible story of Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus. He could have kept going with Philip and the Ethiopian, Peter and Cornelius, or Paul and Silas with the Philippian jailer. Ted shared the story and not only impressed the woman, but was able to tell the story from memory. The woman was ready to give her life to Christ. Bible stories make terrific witnessing tools that can be chosen to apply to different situations, but you have to listen. Pray, and the Holy Spirit will help you choose the right story. Convey the gospel orally, talking, but also use oral methods that involve listening and intentionally engaging in highly relational disciple-making in small groups that can become churches. The right Bible story that addresses the right biblical issue can be transformative. And increasingly, people are staying away from Bible studies at church, but will attend them in a person's home. Steve Hawthorne is the editor of Perspectives, which is a terrific missions course. Once he told me he had noticed a trend that the front door of the church is the home. And when you take God's word in oral formats into a home to study, then it becomes a larger doorway for helping people pray, care, and share Jesus. And they do it in a way that can be reproduced. We have a mixture of people who are far from a relationship with Jesus in America. One size does not fit all. A colleague once boasted, "There's only two people in America, lost and saved." That leads to generic presentations that treat all the lost the same, and it rarely produces a harvest, especially if all you know are literate presentations. It takes listening to what the issue is and then addressing it with the right Bible passage or story. Yet, churches continue to buy a program or curriculum for what works someplace else. A missionary in Guatemala was frustrated that the curriculum he was using wasn't relevant. And when we talked about it, it turned out the curriculum he was using was developed for people in the Philippines. There was just too much difference in cultures. By ignoring learning preferences, typically oral or literate, an evangelistic approach is often unnecessarily confrontational and doesn't relate to their thinking preferences. So we no longer have the right to blame hard hearts among the lost. Bible stories are available to evangelizers and disciplers that will fill their empty spiritual void. Now, I used and excerpted from this blog from my chapter in Orality in America. It's a white paper written by a number of Bible storying leaders across the U.S. If I can help, please contact me at snowdenministries@gmail.com.